Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Monday, April 12th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
It's just fantastic, thank you.
Well, good. It's a marvelous Monday.
It is. M&M.
M&M, there you go.
M&M. I like the chocolate ones, but
I like with peanuts inside.
Oh my gosh. Those are so good for when you're traveling and you're driving.
And you're munching, you shouldn't be. Yeah,
I hear you.
I know that. You put on 10 pounds driving 100 miles. But anyway.
So, those, and of course, those long licorice sticks, the licorice twisters, the twisters.
Oh, yeah.
Got to
have
those two. Those two things is food you need to have to travel on.
Survival food on the highway.
Survival food. You're right. Absolutely. What do we have for survival for our finances? Well, I guess we have gold and silver. And we, it started out as a pretty cold Monday in gold, and we're down $12 today at $1,733. Silver was down 44 cents at $24.92. Platinum was down 27 at $1,178. Palladium was up 38 at $2,738. USDX today was down 0.07 at $92.12. Crude oil was up 37 cents at $56.69. And let's go to the paper markets. And that today we have the S&P closes flat near the record high. And, of course, it's been another muted session ahead of some key inflation data. So the Dow was down 55 points at 33,745. The S&P was down 79 at 41.28, and the NASDAQ was down 50 at 13,850. And I guess the big deal is everybody's waiting. Supposedly the market is, I don't know why this would move the market. Nothing else does. I mean, we're just about, all the reports of war and rumors of war and everything else that's going on in our economy, and it doesn't seem to budge the stock market. So I can't imagine a key inflation report tomorrow that could test the Fed's mettle. Of course, that has inflation. We talk about inflation here. The pace of consumer inflation is likely to have returned to pre-pandemic levels in March, expected to heat up even more in the next couple of months. And of course, supposedly inflation is one of the biggest fears in the market. I think there's other bigger fears than inflation, but of course they're all related to one another. They all, they're all a domino. They're all connected, the spider web. And of course it is the biggest concern about that if inflation gets too hot, it could corrode the asset values, limit buying power, and eat away at that old corporate margin. So we'll have to wait. So everyone is waiting for bated breath to see what these inflation reports are going to say tomorrow. But, so it is inevitable. They report that the reopening of the economy will generate some pickup business. Let's see here. Okay. I really needed that call. But anyway, that the supply chain issues could also result in some shortages for the demand, pushing some prices up at least temporarily. So,
now, if you can get that call, go ahead. I can hold it in a second.
That's good. Well, I'll call him in an hour.
Okay.
And so it is. So that's what we have in the record tomorrow is inflation, and that's why they're saying that. All is kind of quiet for today, Butch. But I'll tell you what, some of this news that's happening around this country is anything but quiet.
It really is. It truly is. And the dissension among the people in this country is getting worse and worse every day. And we'll share that a little bit after a while. But it's getting worse every day. And it's being caused to get worse. I don't know what the ultimate goal is, except to divide us and conquer us, I guess. I don't know how else to put it. But if that's their goal, they're gaining ground really fast.
Oh, absolutely it is. And you know what the funny thing about it is, the people themselves are doing it more than than they could probably ever hope for. I mean, certainly dividing ourselves.
We are, and they divide us into camps.
Yes.
And I guess whether you want to or not, you know, sooner or later you're going to be forced in one of the other camps, or even if you try to stay neutral, you may get pushed into something. I don't know. But it's not looking good. Our country and other nations see it also. I don't know. I think we'll cover that after a while too, but other nations see it. They see the trouble between the people in this country. And it's leading to a lot more than I think we can begin to realize. But the enemies like it that way. And I'm not too sure, but some of our government leaders are not with the enemy, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I just want to touch on this, too. The deficit, the federal spending, we all know soared in March as the government sent out a third round of stimulus payments and pushing up the budget to a record $1.7 trillion just in the first half of the fiscal year. The budget gap is now more than double what it was for the same period a year ago. The COVID-19 pandemic and related shutdowns, of course, sent the economy into the tailspin. The deficit was $660 billion last month, 454% higher than it was in the same month a year ago. 454%. But that's okay. Everything's fine. Look at the jobs. You know, the jobs are coming back. Everything is good. All of this doesn't matter. We did have revenue rose 13%. While spending increased 161%. Amazing. The government spending surge has provided, you know, the little bit of the cushion that we see into the economy. But, of course, these deficits we haven't seen since the end of World War II. And of course, we've also seen weaker tax revenue. No one's working. And it's just, people are beginning to feel uncomfortable, though. People that I wouldn't expect come up to me, like, you know, just in my little town around here. Someone came up to me yesterday, and they said, well, what exactly? Because I don't broadcast what I do. It's not nobody's business. And what exactly do you do? Well, you know what? Maybe I need to talk to you. I just sold a building that was inherited, and, you know, we didn't want to keep that. And I don't know what I want to do. My son wants me to put it in crypto. But I don't think I do. Something's going to happen. There's something going. So people are beginning to understand and feel and know that this uncontrollable spending by the Fed and our government just isn't going to work. And he said one important thing. He says, I just want to keep what I have. I just want to keep what I have. I don't have to make a lot of money. I don't want to make it. I want to keep what I have. And that's what's important. So, anyway.
Well, people are thinking, starting to get nervous. I mean, we're holding up an economy as big as a house on toothpicks. They can't hold it forever.
No.
I mean, it's built on paper and fiat and Bitcoin. It's built on an economy that is imaginary. There's nothing real passing from person to person or business to business. Nothing of substantial worth. It's all paper. Eventually, it just can't continue. It absolutely can't continue. But I will give them credit so far for being able to manage it this many years. I didn't think to make this far, to tell you the truth. So I have to give them credit for having the, I guess, ingenuity and the trickery to keep it going.
Absolutely. It amazes all of us, you know. So, hey, let's keep this economy going for another $10 trillion. Oh, and another couple more trillion dollars. That's good.
I don't know what the number is after trillion. What is the number after trillion? Eventually, we got to top another zero somewhere at the rate we're going. So I don't know what the next number is going to be. I mean, it's way beyond my comprehension. But the worldwide debt, I understand, if I remember right, was over $200 trillion for all the nations combined that they admit to. It's probably double that. But how do you fathom, how do you calculate even $100 trillion, $10 trillion? And we know that they admit they're worth $30-some trillion in debt in this country right now. On unsustainable debt, and no way pay back debt. No way. So I don't know, Melody. I'm just sitting back sometimes in amaze that we're still functioning at all. But
yeah,
eventually it's going to hurt when it does collapse.
And just so you know, what comes after a trillion is a quadrillion.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
And then what comes after a quadrillion is a quintrillion. And so on and so on and so on.
Wow.
We won't be around for those numbers. Well, maybe we will.
You never know.
You never know.
Well, you know, they're getting concerned about inflation, and rightfully so. This article I want to share here very quickly, people's, and folks, listen, because we've been saying this all along, that corporations do not absorb the debt, they pass it on to consumers. But higher shipping costs are here to stay, sparking price increases. Now, again, I don't care what caused prices to go up. It's inflation. Whether it's lack of goods, cost of shipping, it says it makes it go up. Whatever it is, it's called inflation. Stubbornly high shipping expenses for businesses are getting sealed into contracts for the next 12 months, forcing companies to pass the extra cost on to consumers. Yes, madam, and yes, sir, we will pay that. The price for container goods from China to U.S. West Coast and European ports has hovered near record highs for several months, and conditions are ripe for more increases, even though spot rates usually soften this time of year. What's more, new contracts being signed by some of the biggest U.S. importers indicate the spike won't be a short-time blip. Most large retailers and manufacturers sign annual deals with the ocean carriers to lock in their container freight prices in private negotiations that typically take place this time each year. Along the bellwether trade lanes linking Asia with North America, contract rates in recent weeks are coming in around $2,500 to $3,000 for a 40-foot container, 25% to 50% higher than a year ago, according to George Griffiths, an editor for the Global Container Freight Pricing Team at S&P Global Platts. So 25% at least, they said, higher this year already. So that will pass on, Melody. The companies are not going to soak up that kind of loss. You know that.
Of course they're not going to. You know, then it gets to the point, too, where they're losing. Then they get to the point where they can't afford because people aren't buying, because the prices are getting too high, and then they get the double whammy. I mean, the whole thing is, we have how many times do we say this, Butch? We have an economy that's not sustainable. It's only sustainable through additional debt. We have corporate buybacks, and everybody looks to the stock market as for the condition of our economy. The stock market is not our economy.
No,
but
it's
that's
not
how everybody. But that's what they. That's what President Trump said. That's you. Hey, look at our economy. Look at our stock market. It's not the same. And to totally different. But that's how they gauge our economy anymore, is by the paper markets. And it's just such a distortion of the truth. It's all propaganda. And, you know, but I get it. If you have money invested in there, I mean, hey, you want it to continue to rise. It's going to rise possibly to some degree with inflation. I think that's what we're seeing now. And then what happens? You might have that money, but nobody wants it. Prices, it's not going to buy anything. You know, we gave the example of Zimbabwe the other day. You know, they had paper. They had money. $100 trillion note, $1 trillion note. But what did it buy? Nothing. Couldn't even buy bread. So, same thing. But the little children went out and dug into the creeks and the riverbeds to find gold so they could buy bread. That's what they were after. They went after gold. That's what was accepted as money and that you could trade. Things haven't changed, and they're not going to change, Butch.
No, they're not. No, they're not. And with all the, I don't know if there's enough gold and precious metals in the world to even pay this debt off. I mean, is that much left to dig? Oh, even if you went back to the gold back economy, how would they ever get that to equal out again worldwide? I mean, I've thought about that. How would it work?
Yeah, so. I know. I'm sorry. I just saw this note. I can't believe there's another shooting. A high school, multiple gunshot victims, including a KPD officer. This is, where is this? Knox County?
Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee. Yeah. Multiple agencies are on the scene of a shooting at an Austin East Magnet High School. Multiple gunshot victims reported, including a KPD officer. It remains active at this point in time.
Isn't it strange, you know, when they're wanting to have more gun control, these shootings pop up everywhere?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I mean, really, it didn't happen that much with Trump in office. Think about it.
We had some big ones in the beginning, but...
Yeah, it died off. Yeah. And then, since Biden's been in office, we've had four or five in the last month and a half.
Yeah.
So, to me, it seemed kind of strange.
It's all part of... I mean, that's one thing. It's the leadership. I might not have liked Trump, and I think he was still a plant and all this kind of stuff. But what he did bring, he brought he led with a strong arm, and that does trickle down, you know? And I do think that kept, you know, certainly not the riots from last year, but he tried. But for all this individual stuff and so forth, the shootings, that might have had something to do with it. So I don't know. But anyway, I just saw that. I just wanted to bring that up to report that, Butch.
Well, they need to take the guns out and lynch them. Turn the people loose, lynch the guns. That's the thinking. Benny, I hate it. I really, truly hate it.
I do.
You know, but I know I'm getting ancient, but I grew up in a time when boys... I don't know about the girl didn't so much. Boys actually took guns to school with in the hunt after school.
We never had
a shooting. No one was ever hurt with a gun in school. They used to teach classes with 22 rifles. They actually did that. No one ever got hurt with marksmanship classes. What happened? Did the gun get more evil over the last 30, 40, 50 years? No. The morals of America dropped over the last 30, 40, 50 years. That's what happened. So that's where we are. And unfortunately, the more evil a nation becomes, the more the situation we're going to face.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. It comes out on Mondays. And, of course, we do a little bit of a blog, and we do more when there's exciting things happening in the market. But... it just really, I just want to do one story, Butch, and then you can take it away.
Okay.
And I don't know how true this story is. I think it is true because of last night I was flipping the stations and I was just getting ready to leave. I had to go somewhere, visit family. And I don't know if it was 60 Minutes. I don't know if it was CNN. I'm not quite sure where the program was, but they were interviewing this general. I think he was a general. And he said he was appointed maybe 10 years ago to strictly find a way to eliminate pandemics. This was a Department of DOD. I think it was, I'm not quite sure exactly which department, but it was the Defense Department. I mean, this was his only job to do. Well, there was a report today out of the Daily Mail. Now, I'm not a real fan of the Daily Mail. Like I said, I don't know how true it is, but the reason I think it's true is because I heard the beginning of that report, and unfortunately, I couldn't stay and listen to the whole interview. But Pentagon scientists reveal a microchip that senses COVID-19 in your body before. Is that? Do you think that's true?
Well, I have that article here, and while I can research on it, yes.
It'll show before you show symptoms.
Yes.
And then they have a filter that will extract the virus from the blood. Now, normally, if I would have seen this, I probably would have thought, oh, well, whatever, you know, it's the Daily Mail, so forth. But then I just saw that interview, or the opening of that interview, where this military man by the Department of Defense to find a way to prevent, that was his only function, and that's what this does. Scientists at the Pentagon's secretive union are researching viruses and developing pandemic cures. They work at Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, which is DARPA, and other Pentagon laboratories. DARPA's team saw COVID-19 infected 1,271 on board the USS Roosevelt as the virus spread unchecked. In response, they developed a microchip to develop asymptomatic COVID in a bid to prevent an outbreak. Of course, we all know where the chip is inserted and triggers a sensor if COVID infects the body. And it just goes on and on. And it's they've been working years on preventing and ending pandemics. It was 60 Minutes. This is what it's all about. Officials who spoke to the 60 Minutes team said the Pentagon isn't looking to track your every move. Then what is it for? Retired Colonel Matt Hepburn, an Army infectious disease physician leading DARPA's response to the pandemic, showed the 60 Minute team a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
It's a true story. I looked it up, and I was going to share it in a little bit. You beat me to it, but I'll share this with you, too. This is from a gentleman named Ray Kurzweil, K-U-R-Z-W-E-I-L, Kurzweil. He said, in the future, humans are going to be artificially intelligent. Now, you look this guy's name up. He's real, and he is what he says he is. That's the prediction of Ray Kurzweil, who is known as one of the world's leading inventors. Again, the humans are going to be artificially intelligent. Let that sink in. In 2015, Kurt Sewell predicted that humans will become hybrids in the 2030s.
Yeah.
That means their brains will be able to connect directly to the cloud, where there will be thousands of computers, and those computers will augment our existing intelligence. He said the brain will connect via nanobots, tiny robots made from DNA strands. Folks, Pfizer, so-called vaccine, inserts nanobots into your body. Look it up. You can see for yourself. He goes on to say our thinking then will be hybrid, be a hybrid of biological and non-biological thinking. The bigger and more complex the cloud, the more advanced our thinking. By the time we get to the 2030s or early 2040s, Kurzweil believes our thinking will be predominantly non-biological. Look the guy up. He's for real. And what you just shared about the chip for the COVID is 2021. He said by the late 2030s, we more or less programmed to think the way the cloud thinks.
Absolutely. I mean, look at how fast this is all coming about.
Yes.
One day we're living pretty much, you know, like we normally did. And now then overnight, it all changed with COVID-19. And look at the direction. And I'll tell you what, there's so many people so scared of contracting COVID-19. They would do anything. Because going out, going to restaurants, going to bar is all more important. And they would do anything so they can continue those things. Not everybody, but a large majority of this nation. The masses.
That's what told about the mark of the beast can't buy itself out of. Guess what the masses are going to do? They're going to take it.
Now, this is transhumanism.
This is transhumanism. When you become artificial intelligence or demonic possessed, whatever you want to call it, it's transhumanism.
Yep.
And Kurzweil said this will happen in the late 2030s, early 2040s. And Melody, we're talking 20 years away, maximum. So this guy, when you read his credentials, it's quite impressive. He's not an idiot for sure.
That's been, you know, we all know that was all coming. But I mean, they're using the COVID-19 in order to transition us into there to make it acceptable.
Of course.
And it's there. That's why the viruses, that's why these vaccines were so quickly made, because they were already made. My view, my opinion, they were already done.
A lot of them started back on in 2015 up. And what was the, in 2003, and I don't know this today, I don't think this is part of news day, I don't think. But in 2003, Fauci and some others started pulling together information. And this, folks, is on our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com in our health news. In 2003, they started pulling this stuff together here in the country. And then they had to ship it overseas to finish. And guess where they shipped it to? Guess where they shipped it to? Wuhan, China, to finish working on this so-called COVID virus. Now, this is a fact. You can I put it on the website. You check it out for yourself. Melody, I email it to you so you can see for yourself. It's a seven minute video showing how they work this around to bring this virus out and to bring forth a vaccination for it. And it started in 2003, I think the date it was. Maybe late 1990, but 2003 is when they really started working on it. They did it inside the country to become illegal in this country. It's actually illegal because they couldn't patent a natural thing, and it couldn't produce a virus that could be dangerous in this country. So they shipped it overseas to Wuhan, China. Now, this is a fact. So here we go. They moved us from that into turn us into a piece of artificial intelligence. How's that for moving? And that's we're talking about over the last 20 years, not forever ago. No, I'm sorry, last 10 years. So it's not been there forever ago.
So every time you buy a cell phone, every time you buy a product from these high-tech companies, and we all use it. We use it for radio. We use it for everything. And it's just like when we buy all the trinkets from China. It's the same thing. What did we do? We enhanced their ability to become the nation that they've become. To beat us, to take our jobs, to buy our debt. We had to sell our debt to them. just so we could buy trinkets, just so they could hide inflation. You know, and we do the same thing. We keep buying all their stuff.
Sure.
And that's where but now, Butch, I guess government just gives them the money because nobody cares about the debt anymore. Nobody cares what the government spends. So, you know, they don't have to hide it anymore. They just give billions of dollars to these biotech companies to do this. You have DARPA who gets these people and say, hey, this is your job. Do something about it. And here it is. They all work together. They all use one another to get to their, to be able to promote their agendas.
Sick. And this started big time under Nixon. Nixon with China, first president with China, I don't know how many years. It started big time, and that's been back in the 70s, Melody. So this has taken a little while. It's been back in the 70s. They started maneuvering us in this direction. And here we are.
Here we are.
And we're going to discuss a little bit about China. China just told the U.S. we're equal to you. So, you know, kiss our tails. We don't care.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to just cover it just in a minute, too. So,
yeah. I mean, this is, and it's just happening so fast. But they use this. And, hey, I know people who have, you know, who've contracted this and it hasn't been easy and, you know, and so forth. But you got to look at the numbers and all this kind of stuff. But here's all the answers. And if you try to tell anybody about it, they think you're nuts.
Well, again, the Pfizer, I know the Pfizer and Moderna, I think, also have the nanobots in it. And that's been discussed by people who developed it on the Internet. It's not hidden. So it doesn't actually prevent a virus. It changes your DNA. Now, the folks, that's a serious situation. That is transhumanism, maybe on a small scale right now. But it still starts in the direction of transhumanism. Humanism, when you have nanobots inside you, it will link you to the Internet of Things. You become just another device in the system, in the matrix of the iCloud.
And you know what, Butch? I wonder if they will ever admit that, because you know what? They could come out with a new iPhone that could counteract to whatever's in you. And they're just saying this is a speedier, better iPhone, and you wouldn't have any idea that it's actually using you to finish or to conduct whatever they want that cell phone to do. You wouldn't know it.
No, you wouldn't. Well, most people don't even realize now that with a cell phone, everything you say and do is tracked and monitored. Every location you go to all day long is tracked and monitored. Every phone call you make is tracked and monitored.
Doesn't everybody
they
know
don't
that
even
yet?
They think about that. I mean, they just don't pay attention to it.
Don't pay any attention, though. That's true. And those that do know, they say, well, I don't do anything wrong, so I don't care.
Well, if you have nothing to hide, why be afraid, right?
I have nothing to hide.
That is so dangerous to privacy, but who cares?
But who cares?
And I was just thinking the other day that when you go through an airport, this makes me, I don't think we're going to fly anymore. In order to get on a plane, you got to prove that you're not a terrorist. They assume you are, but they want to put you through all the degrees of security. So you got to prove you're innocent to get on an airplane. I thought the idea in the United States was you're innocent to proven guilty. You see
not
the
anymore.
Mindset that's been changed?
Yep. Certainly has.
Ugh. Anyway, you got me started, didn't you? But
well, you know what? This article wouldn't have done so much except I saw and that caught my attention yesterday. And it was just like, are you kidding me? Now 1 and 1 is beginning to equal 2.
Absolutely. Let me cover a couple more quick financial things here. We're going to another break. This hour is flying by. McDonald's to close hundreds of Walmart locations. Walmart is closing hundreds of in-store McDonald's locations that have been diminished foot traffic during the pandemic. The Wall Street Journal reported Friday. By this summer, around 150 McDonald's will remain inside Walmart stores, down from a peak of 1,000 locations at the height of the two chains' 30-year partnership. The paper also reported that Subway franchises are closing locations inside Walmart stores. The closures come as Walmart tests new omnichannel dining options and as McDonald's is prioritizing restaurants with drive-through service. Another change, another idea. Don't go inside and eat, just drive through. Another change. Another way of making people less social. I guess a good way to put it.
Isn't that a little more like control?
Of course it's control.
Yep.
Of course it is.
Yep.
This is all by control. This is all, I mean, the dollar bills are by control. Although cash is better than bitcoins or other online currencies because you have a little bit of privacy with cash. But nonetheless, it's by control.
Yes, it is.
So, and it took them a long time to get us in this situation. But we're in it, up to our eyeballs. In Nehemiah chapter 9, last few verses explain how we got here. See, folks, there's nothing new in the sun. Nothing that the Word of God doesn't reveal that's going to happen. It is happening. This next article, get real quickly. Biden team eyes potential threat from China's digital yuan. Now, you may have to explain this to me because this is over my head. The Biden administration is stepping up security or scrutiny of China's plans for digital yuan, with some of the officials concerned the move could kick off a long-term bid to topple the dollar as the world's dominant reserve currency, according to people familiar with the matter. Now, the China's digital currency efforts are gathering momentum. Officials at the Treasury and State Department, Pentagon, and National Security Council are bolstering their efforts to understand the potential implications, the people said. American officials are less worried about an immediate challenge to the current structure of the global financial system, but are eager to understand how the digital yuan will be distributed and whether it could also be used to work around the U.S. sanctions, the people said, on the condition of anonymity. So, any comments on that? That is kind of interesting.
Well, you know, yesterday, and again, I didn't have a chance to watch a lot of the news, but little bits and pieces from what they've shown today, and Jerome Powell was interviewed. And he talks whatever he didn't think spending, you know, trillions of dollars was any problem whatsoever. And he promised to be there. And he promised to be there for, you know, any downturn in the markets. But what he did say was more important was cyber attacks. And that comes along with what you're just reporting. You know, cyber attacks into our banking system, cyber attacks into the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was shut down. What, a month and a half, 2 months ago? Cyber attack. That's what they're concerned about. That's their biggest threat, he says. And you know what? That also probably comes along with China and what you're just talking about their ability to, tank the U.S. dollar. They own enough of our debt. We owe them enough money. They can control. You talk about control. So, you know, everybody's flexing their muscles. And, you know, hey, you can have cyber warfare, and it would crush this nation.
Of course.
The good thing is we're all attached somehow in some way. So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Well, we were talking about the Federal Reserve. We were talking about money. We were talking about China. What do you want to talk about next?
Well, I thought this interesting. White House to zero in on chip shortage in meeting with company officials. United States President Joe Biden will urge Congress to invest $50 billion in semiconductor manufacturing and research when he meets with top executives from nearly 20 major companies on Monday about the global chip shortage that has the automotive industry and technology firms. The push is part of a broader focus on rebuilding U.S. manufacturing as a powerhouse for the world's largest economy and a source of good-paying jobs after years of declining investments and productivity growth, a senior administration official said. Well, if they can bring jobs back, good-paying jobs, more power to them. But they're worried about the shortage of computer chips. I understand that. And if we could become independent and make our own, then we wouldn't be controlled by China and other countries. What a idea, Melody. Can you imagine if we could feed ourselves and clothe ourselves, how much freedom that give us from being tied down to a global economy? Can you imagine that? Wow.
I know, Butch, but those thoughts and our ability to do that is past.
It is.
It's past. It's done. I don't know how would you bring it back? You can't.
You can't. You can't now. But there was a time this country did that.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you buy the Maytag washing machine.
What did we give it up for?
Cheaper goods. Well, now they're not really cheaper any longer.
Nope.
They're not cheaper any longer. They're not. And I know for a fact, I've told you before on the radio in this broadcast, that our local appliance dealers told me they make them the last 2 years, talking about washers and dryers and refrigerators, make them last 2 years, and they're disposable. So we got backed into a corner with our own stupidity and greed, or whichever way it was. I don't know. But it makes no difference. We're here.
We're here. And the people fell for it hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, they did.
We did. We did. We all did.
Yeah. Yeah, we all did. Well,
we knew about it. We talked about it.
We did. I mean, you can't buy an automobile that I know of in this country, manufactured in this country. You can buy one put together here, maybe. But it's not manufactured here.
Not at all.
I mean, it's just the way it is. The top 100 CEOs. Now, this is ridiculous. Top 100 CEOs plot to punish states which pass restrictive voting laws. Now, this is ridiculous. Top 100 CEOs and business leaders have agreed to band together and fight restrictive voting laws designed to strengthen the integrity of elections, such as voter ID. After a weekend Zoom summit during which the CEOs threatened to withhold campaign contributions and punish states by pulling investments in factories, stadiums, and other projects and endorsements. According to Axios, the call included a long list of business luminaries, including James Murdoch, Ken Chenault, Ken Frazier, LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, Levi Strauss, CEO Chip Berg, Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank, executive of Delta United and American Airlines, which expanded on March anyway. So they said on March, in each by 72 black executives to oppose election legislation in Georgia, needing to suppress a vote, yet nobody can articulate how. It's all hyped up propaganda. The vote did not restrict anybody. But that's been brought out and we'll say back channels because the mainstream media won't carry it. Now, 100 top CEOs are going to punish states, Melody? So states can't even exercise their sovereign rights to be a state without being punished by CEOs now? Not the government, but CEOs.
Yeah, but the government is pushing these corporations
Of course.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
It's going to be so ridiculous.
More ridiculous is people who think it's a great idea.
And even those who sit back and say nothing about it and just tolerate it, keep their mouth shut. At least we're talking about it. I guarantee you most talk show hosts don't cover this kind of topic. They don't.
I don't think so.
They don't. If the big ones did, I say the big ones are national talk shows, are funded, you know, by
media. They're funded
media.
So much.
Well, yes, yes.
Same way with your mainstream media, your Fox News and everything. Hey, people, they get paid a lot of money. All of those advertisers, they get paid. They know what to say. They know how to say it. And they say exactly what we want to hear. And you have to remember, what would you be willing to say for millions of dollars? That's your job. That's their job. I mean,
of course
Butch,
it is.
Do we have any more free or independent journalists on television anymore?
Not that I know of. There may be a few that are on the edge, but not openly, I don't think, no.
I mean, I like a lot of these hosts on... I mean, I watch Fox News. I listen to Levin and all that, and, you know, and hey, I know where their hearts are and so forth. But the station as a whole, it's still all about money. And you can never forget that.
I totally agree. And by the way, I told you that they were trying to do away with income tax here in West Virginia and increase the sales tax.
Right.
Thank God it didn't pass. I mean, right. I have to give our Senate a huge vote, or a House a vote of confidence. It did not pass 100-0.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty good. I was proud of them. I really was.
Yes.
But we did pass one law, the Todd program lack, when I say it. West Virginia took off sales tax on guns and ammo.
Hmm.
So, there you go.
All right.
It's a start.
It is.
Yes, I'm tickled with that. And this legislature's over. They went home. They can't hurt no more or anything else. So they went home.
So after summer?
Yeah, it's still after summer. And this next article, we know this has been happening with the Fukushima plant explosion back 2011, I believe it was. Japan comes clean. Amidst dumping Fukushima radioactive water in the Pacific Ocean is now unavoidable. And I was talking to Deborah Tavares last night. You probably know Deborah. She lived along the coast. She said when she was a little girl growing up, there's all kinds of life on the ocean, just along the coastline. You see it, all kinds of different, you know, marine lifestyle. She said you see nothing now. The water's dead. While Japan last month marked the 10th anniversary of the devastating 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami with solemn ceremonies, the government has also been stressing the successes of its recovery efforts in the country's northeast. In truth, however, the country is still coping with an aftermath of Fukushima Daiichi disaster, which has already cost Japan trillions of yen, whose exclusion zone will require up to 40 more years to fully rehabilitate. And with contaminated water continuing to build up at the ruined Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says that the government must finally begin dumping it into the Pacific Ocean. They're already doing it, but now they're going to do it and admit it. With nuclear waste and fuel rods still contaminating the area, over 1 million tons of radioactive wastewater continue to seep from the facility. Folks, it's been seeping for 11 years, 10 years. It says continue to seep from this facility, according to Japan Times, forcing authorities into Suga describes it as an unavoidable position of having to dump the water. Officials claim that the water will be purified to the maximum extent possible, but environmentalists like groups of Greenpeace warned that the water contains hazardous material that could damage human DNA and the health of marine life. Melly, that's a catastrophe that's so sad. It really is. And I get reports from people that live in Alaska along the Pacific Ocean. They're not catching the fish they used to. It is killing the animal life in the Pacific Ocean. Any comments?
No, I mean, it is a sad situation, and it's, can you think of anything else that they could be covering up? I mean, what these world governments cover up from us, it's
we'll never know.
It's pure evil, yes.
European plans for vaccine passports were in place 20 months prior to the pandemic. See, this ties in with the other information you've been putting out here. With the world being told that the so-called vaccine passports will be required for all international travel in the future, and in many countries, even to enter shops, restaurants, and bars, gyms, hotels, theaters, concerts, and sports events, the impression we are being given is that the measure is a direct result of the coronavirus pandemic. In Europe, however, which hosts 8 of the top 10 pharmaceutical exporting countries, planning for the vaccine passports began at least 20 months ago prior to the COVID-19 outbreak. Apparently, the pandemic conveniently provided European politicians with the excuse they needed to introduce the idea. Well, just go figure that out. The European Commission, the executive body of Europe, first published a proposal for vaccine passports on 26 April 2018, buried deep in a document dealing with strengthened cooperation against vaccine-preventable diseases. The proposal was essentially ignored by the mainstream media. There you go, Mildy. There you go.
It's nothing
more evidence,
new.
More evidence of the setup. More evidence of the setup. More control.
More control.
And
they're doing
problem.
It very rapidly, and that's the key.
They are doing it rapidly. Yeah. Most people can't keep the balance that's happening so fast.
Yeah.
This next article I'm just going to share a part of, it just breaks my heart to see it. It makes me want to cry. Target sells woke prayer book. Dear God, please help me to hate white people. Are you ready for this week's absurdity? Here's your Friday roll-up of the most ridiculous stories from around the world that are threats to your liberty, risks to your prosperity, and on occasion inspiring poetic justice. A prayer book called A Rhythm of Prayer, a collection of meditations for renewal, is a number one bestseller on Amazon in the category meditation. Our prayer, one prayer called Prayer of a Worried Black Woman by Dr. Chinquilla Walker Barnes, a theology professor at Mercer University, starts, Dear God, please help me to hate white people. Or at least to want to hate them. I want to stop caring about their misguided, racist souls. To stop believing that they can be better. That they can stop being racist. Now, I'm not going to... It goes on from there. It says, Lord, if it be your will, harden my heart. Stop me from striving to see the best in people. Stop me from being hopeful that white people can do and can do and be better. Let me imagine them instead as white hooded robes standing in front of the burning crosses. Let me see them as hopelessly unrepentant, reprobate bigots who have blasphemed the Holy Spirit and who need be handed over to the evil one. Grant me a get out of judgment free card if I make white people the exception to your commandment to love your neighbors as we love ourselves. That is absolutely, I don't like the word blasphemy, but it's absolutely absurd beyond words. Why in the name of all that's holy would anybody do that, Melody?
You know, I don't know. Here's this. What was her name again?
The lady, let's see. Let me get the article back here in front of me. Hang on a second. Chinquilla Walker Barnes. Chinquilla, Dr. Chinquilla. C-H-A-N-E-Q-A. C-H-A-N-E-Q-A. Walker Barnes.
She says, what's wild is I wrote that prayer after a white person, someone that she would have called a friend at the time, dropped the N-word in a casual conversation. Y'all, I'm one generation removed from sharecropping. I mean, how old is she?
Oh gosh.
I mean, are you kidding me?
120? I don't know.
No, it really is sad, and it's just like, I don't get it. She said, this Walker Barnes, they said they took their rage to God in prayer. I owned it. I was truthful to God about what I was struggling with, and I prayed for God not to let anger and hatred overwhelm. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, Butch, I don't even know what to say after that.
That is so far beyond what I ever thought possible in this country. And I ran out of time, but I want to share very quickly just three more headlines. Iran vows revenge for alleged Israeli attack on nuclear site. Iran says they're going to take revenge on Israeli for a blackout at an Iranian nuclear enrichment site. What all happened there, but that's what they said. U.S. and China deploy aircraft carriers in South China Sea as tensions simmer. And China's message to America, we're an equal now. So this is, folks, this is heating up. Ukraine crisis one step from war. Russian state media has ramped up rhetoric as former U.S. ambassador to Moscow warns Putin could spark large-scale conflict in Europe as he tests Joe Biden by massing troops on the border. This is really coming together quickly. And again, I'm not trying to scare you into anything. I'm just telling you this is happening. It's part of my job as a talk show. It's part of my job as a pastor. Part of my job as being a citizen of this country, trying to warn you that these things are coming down on our nation and in the world. They're forming hatred. They're starting wars all over the world. I say they. I don't mean necessarily our own government, but they're certainly part of it. We're seeing this rhetoric being spread all over the globe. Can you imagine what's going to happen when the time bomb is finally lit, Melody, and we're down the last few seconds, and what's going to happen?
I mean, I don't know. You're better at describing it than I am, because it's just, and you're right. We're not here to scare people. We just want you to wake up, you know, and if you want to help spread the word, you know, let them read these articles about this book and see what their thoughts are and help them read other things to come around to see what direction that we're heading. And it's just a warning. It's news, Butch.
We care. We care. We care. Y'all been on radio over 28 years, and I've never made a dime for the ministry. Never. I'm never. Unless somebody says, hey, Pastor, this is for your gas and your tank, I don't keep a dime. Not because, and I'm called to do this. I'm not paid for it. I'm called to do it.
All right, we're out of time. Great program, great hour. Thank you, Butch. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.